I just needed a me day. Been stressed. Things have been thinging. Pause. Let's get into today's topics. I know Loner's mad, but that's okay. My axolotl is the best. Damn, that was right in the mic. Susan, why didn't you tell me to back the front door? Nah, what's going on, beautiful people? How's everybody doing? Let me tell you something before we start today's show. Health insurance, good health insurance is awesome. Like, again, I'm grateful for my doctor that's working on my mouth. She understands. Bro, look, you can see the swollen tonsil. It looks like an egg in my throat. Pause. Thank you to my doctor that's taking care of my teeths. Because these, it's just, ugh. I hate looking at them. But again, I'm shout out to good health insurance. Let's get into today's show. Let's get into these topics and start recording, and I'll tell you what ChatGPT wrote. And we'll also just talk about the things that we're going to talk about because we're going to keep on talking about talking. That's not really a thing, but it is a thing. I used to start the show with, like, quirky little jokes. Not no more. It's not a thing. Maybe after the teeth, because I just smile for no reason. Promise. I don't know. I have my contacts in, and they're bothering me already. How y'all doing, though? Y'all good? Awesome. Espectacularmente. I just wanna hit the city. Papa Bottle Diddy, who's coming with me? I'm trying to blow it off and make it right back. So tell the DJ, bring it back.
When she hit the stage, my mind frame changed.
Yeah.
When she moved, what have you stuck to?
What?
Don't get it confused.
No, I don't think so.
There was something about her. Man, I had to meet her. The flashing lights and these bottles got me feeling right. Man. I asked, can you be my senorita?
I think that workout, it just like, I don't know, man. You snap. I think that's what happened. Show you what you're worth. I promise you. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live. Oh, that was perfect, y'all. Look at them doing what they do best. I love the team here. Shout out to the producers. We're late today. We ain't been steady at all. Shout out to all the new followers on YouTube. We hit 400 subs on YouTube. I don't care what nobody says. The hardest thing I've done in anything is try to build a YouTube page and like build that audience. I'm not good at this shit at all. So thank you to all y'all that have subscribed. Shout out to all the new subs. Thank y'all. Trust me, I won't let you down. We have a solid system here, but I just 400's a milestone for me. Next will be 500. And that's how that works if you do math the right way. And hopefully I don't get like, I don't know. Just help me get to 1,000. Damn it. I swear to God, I see all these fucking artists paying for likes and follows. And I just can't do it, man. Just can't do it. We'll see what ChatGPT wrote. And thank y'all. Again, it's Monday. It's Mental Health Monday. We'll definitely get into that. And let's see what we got here to chit-chat about. Welcome to the Kasabian Live-O Show, where today we have an exciting lineup of topics to discuss. From Little Meech and that age controversy. He's a minor, sir. To the dangers of laced marijuana. We've got all that covered, plus a great, amazing update on Jamie Foxx. And the end of the weekend. That's it, no more weekend. Not like the weekend at the end of the week. The weekend, the singer. Don't get that confused. I know. And news about concerns surrounding Kelly Clarkson's work environment. But first, let's dive into our featured topic. And that's Tron. And Tron is our featured topic. So let's talk about it. Now, the mental health thing, one of my great escapes with my mental health that I like to use is watching old movies. The nostalgia brings some type of like a, it's almost like a blanket for me. And I know some people make fun of guys for watching races and watching cars just go in circles or just go in straight lines. But that type of shit's impressive. The amount of science, the amount of work that it takes to make a vehicle go that fast, that type of shit is mesmerizing for certain people. Don't make fun of people for what they like. Like when I was younger, because I was so just in a bubble and lived in a neighborhood that didn't have much exposure to, like, everybody around me was very different, but exposure wise, we were in a bubble. We didn't see much. So when I saw things that I thought were strange, I made fun of it as opposed to embracing it and learning about it. Now, the older I get, I start to see people's different hobbies. And I think that, I think it's dope. And I don't think nobody should be judged for their hobbies. And as far as mental health goes for men, we need hobbies. Nobody ever talks about us having hobbies. Like, for real. We have to come up with something. Not all men can podcast. That's not a hobby. But I do believe that having hobbies is good for you. And I have now bought an axolotl. An axolotl is a salamander that never evolved, and it looks like a little Mew, and they're from Mexico. Oh my God, I thought I got shot. They're from Mexico, and mine's named El Chapo. I took Friday off because I don't know why I took Friday off. I just needed a me day. Sometimes you just need a me day, and there was no good news. But again, it's Mental Health Mondays. Always find somebody to talk to. Don't be, don't feel like you're alone. Just don't. There's really nothing going on. And honestly, hey, have you guys heard? So here's the thing, that you can't tell. So I'm not sure how to word this. You cannot tell somebody in your dream, like when you're asleep and you're dreaming, you can't tell the people in your dream that you know you're dreaming, but they basically haunt you for weeks. Have y'all ever heard of that? Has that ever happened to you? Where you tell the people in your dream, like, oh, I know I'm dreaming. And they go, whoa, and they get mad and they start to, like, haunt you. That's crazy. I don't dream much, but when I do, that type of shit comes true. So I don't play by that. But I heard that, and it's been going around. So what do y'all think? Is that something that happens to you or has happened to you? Do you know somebody that that's happened to? Everybody that said that they did that in their dreams, they're crying, and they're, like, all, like, sad and shit, and they're all, like, shook up, and they're on the internet, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I told the people in my dream that I was. That I knew it was a dream. And then they started screaming at me. And then they all cried. And it was like, I can't breathe. And they're all nervous and shit. Yo, speaking of can't breathe, I choked earlier on a sunflower seed. Scared the fuck out of me. Okay? Anyway. So, I don't know. What is it? A wives' tale? What do you call this? So, anyway, when you're sleeping, don't tell the people in your dream that you know you're dreaming. Because it could hurt you. So, I was going to read a story out of the New York Post, but they didn't get to the good stuff. There's a lady named Corey Richens. Her and her husband, well, ex-husband, because he passed away. Let's cut to it. I'm sure you've heard this story. This lady poisoned her husband by getting fentanyl and drugging him. During the time that she was trying to drug him, he thought he was getting drugged. So he told people, hey, this bitch is trying to kill me, dog. Help me. She managed to kill him, allegedly. I'm not even sure if they proved it for fact, but allegedly she drugged him. And this lady not only drugged this man, but she wrote a book. And that's what caught me by fucking surprise. Like, that was the most fucking spectacular part. The lady wrote a book about children mourning their dead parent or a dead parent. Fucking mind bottling, right? It just bottles the mind. Okay. She writes the book, then boom, she gets locked up because as they investigate, the dude took like 5 times the amount of fentanyl. And if you know fentanyl, it don't take much. A sprinkle of that shit's gonna kill you. The lady tried to kill him because she wanted the money from a real estate venture that they had going, and she just was tired of his shit. Listen, moral of the story is don't write a fucking kid's book and poison your husband, asshole. That's not nice. Just get divorced and leave and do what Israel Adesanya's girlfriend is trying to do. So if you didn't hear, Israel Adesanya's girlfriend is suing him for half of everything, saying that she supported him during his career and that she deserves some of the money. I don't know how I feel about that. But according to New Zealand law, somebody that was there that long and if she feels that she stifled her career, then yeah, here's the thing. Like, I'm not sure. I can't say married or not married. Do I think that she deserves half of the money? I don't know. I don't really know exactly how that relationship worked. I don't know what her investment was in Izzy and how that all went down. But according to the law out there, she may have an opportunity to take half of his money. And that's the law in New Zealand. Because that shit don't fly in America. But that shit's almost, is it almost Commonwealth? Is that what that is? Ouch. Yeah, that's wild. Ah, man, you know, big ups to Izzy. I cannot believe that that's a thing. No, I cannot. I cannot. I haven't watched Bad Boys South. I heard Orlando Brown is pissed off, but I seen a video of him at 7-Eleven with his socks on. No shoes. Orlando, don't go outside with socks on. That's wild. Let's get into these stories. Jamie Foxx was playing pickleball. Thank God that that's how I'm starting today's show. Stories of the TMZ. Jamie Foxx continues to receive medical treatment after his serious health scare last month in Atlanta, but now he's in a new city and at a facility touted as the top physician's medicine and rehab center in the country. I'm not going to give you the location. His family's there with him. After his daughter came out and said, listen, Jamie's fine. My father was playing pickleball yesterday. We're over here thinking the worst, and that's what we know. We don't know shit. Here he goes. I thought you wasn't fucking with me no more. I don't know what's going on with this new feed. I've been trying to figure it out. Thank you for being here. I don't know if the media pays attention to themselves. Like, that Jamie Foxx shit, like, I don't even know where it was coming from, but we were just, like, reporting what they were reporting. And it was just coming. Never seen him. Like I said, I was like, how come we haven't seen Jamie? I literally asked that question 5 million times. Like, where is Jamie? But I guess he's doing well. Thank God. I hope he gets all the way better and, you know, speedy recovery. So The Weeknd wants to change his name to his birth name. Stories at a complex. Last weekend, The Weeknd hinted that he's retiring his stage name. And today it seems that he's chosen one step closer into ushering the new era. The singer has dropped the moniker on Twitter and on Instagram for his birth name, Abel. Ooh, what's his last name? Tesfaye. Well, congratulations to Abel. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means that he's evolving as an artist or he's changing his ways. Whatever it means, we wish him the best. I love Weeknd. I think he's dope. The Weeknd. Abel's dope. And I hope that means new music is coming. Maybe some rap shit. Get some Weeknd rap music. That'd be dope. When? Ooh, AI. Speaking of AI, Adobe has approved me for, what is it, Firefly? That's the Adobe AI program. I am super excited. I haven't had a chance to play with it yet. Thank you, Adobe, for the opportunity. I cannot wait to play with this. It takes your basic sketches and it turns them into 3D, fully decorates them. It'll completely 3D any drawing, any picture, it'll fully animate. I mean, it is so powerful. I'm so excited to play with this AI. Adobe Firefly. If you're a nerd like me, this shit's exciting. Super, super exciting. As a matter of fact, they found water on a meteor, and I'm not sure if we were going to cover it, but that's rare, and that's not like a thing. So that leaves hope. That means something's going on out there. Egg prices have literally sat at like $40 for a box for a minute. And they started to teeter and come down. Now, from what this says, those prices are coming down quick. Stories out of CNN Business. For months and months and months. You know, no shit. Eggs have been $30 since like December. The price of eggs was soaring, but now they're going splat. All right. You know, who wrote this shit? As of last week, the Midwest's largest eggs, the benchmark for eggs sold in their shell, costs just 0.94 per dozen. Oh, that's wholesale. All right, $1 a dozen ain't bad. Bro, we paid for the 60 eggs. It was like $45. I was losing my mind at how much eggs cost. I like eggs, damn it. According to the Unerberry, an independent price reporter agency, that's a sharp fall from $5.46 per carton just 6 months ago. God damn, wholesale $5.46. That's amazing. Those crashes are coming down quick. You hear that? That's Agita or some shit like that. I had a quesadilla before this show. Yo, 6 months ago at $5.46, I promise you we were spending like $40 a case and we stopped eating eggs. You know how shitty it is to have breakfast without eggs? Frustrated. Speaking of breakfast, I made this Oreo butter. It's Oreo cookie butter. You spread it on bread. It's amazing. Prices will be dropping in a store near you. Keep an eye out for the new cheaper prices on eggs because basically, is there a real reason for the decline? Let me see. Why the decline? It's because the reversal of supply and demand. that caused prices to spike in the first place. Last year, a deadly avian flu wiped out a significant number of egg-laying hens, reducing egg supplies. On top of that, farmers had to deal with inflation, fees of feed, and for fuel costs. There you go. So, timing helped us have cheaper eggs. I mean, I'm just glad the shits are not $30. Like, I swear to God, am I the only person that's spending $30 for a fucking pack of eggs? I'm sorry. That's just what they cost. Now, I'm a fan of Kelly Clarkson. I love her show. I think it's dope as shit. I love that she has a stage. I would love to bless that stage, and I want her to come bless our stage that y'all going to be seeing shortly. Not today. Fuck out of here. It's just, it's in the fucking, in the other room thing, and I don't know. It's cool. We got lights and stuff, and I might do some songs. But Kelly Clarkson has a show, and a couple of people on her show got together and put like an op-ed out, basically saying it was like a toxic work environment. Stories out of Wall Street Journal. My bad. Nobody's paying attention to me. Kelly Clarkson said a senior staff in her daytime talk show, including herself, will undergo leadership training for accusations of a toxic work environment. First off, I want to salute her just for being able to take accountability and saying that they see that they're having an issue and they should take care of it. But let's do some self-training. I love that. In my 20 years in the entertainment industry, I've always led with my heart and what I believe to be right. I love my team at the Kelly Clarkson Show, and to find out that anyone is feeling unheard or disrespected on the show is unacceptable. I am more than committed than ever to ensure that not only the team is moving, but also my new team in New York is comprised of the best and kindest in the business, Ms. Clarkson said on her Instagram post. And congratulations to her for even thinking forward and what's to come to make sure that the environment isn't a toxic work environment. It's tough, though. It's tough. Who are you glad went down? You are something else. You always got something negative to say. You never got nothing good to say. Oh, you glad that egg prices went down? Because I know you the type to eat three. You know what? I ain't gonna want to play with you right now. Because every time I think I can play with you, you got something to say. So I ain't going to play with you. And you know what? The story that Joe told about Ish, I'm telling you, Ish hit Mel. And did you see that post that Mel is dating the fuck's his name? The dude from fucking from Creed. Oh boy, that punched his girl in the mouth, allegedly. Anyway, I thought that was fucking hilarious. There was a new animal found, and because I have a new damn it. How do you say that shit? Oxalotto. Yeah, I got an oxalotto. His name's El Chapo. I got a new oxalotto. I thought it was dope that they found a new gecko. Like, how do you find something new today? That's fucking wild. Stories out of Miami Herald. The quart-sized Brookishy gecko is small, reaching less than 3 inches in length, and researchers said it has a tan brown body with black or dark brown blotches that appear to form an X on its back, and the photos show all these small knobs and spines that run up and down its body, giving it its lizardy, spiky appearance. It's tiny, it looks like a rock, and they found it in some rocks, and that's why they named it this. It's nothing special, but it's just dope that it's some new shit that they never had pictures of, and I think that's kind of dope. I don't know. I like this nerd shit. People really don't care for the nerd shit as much as I do, but I do. And now, some serious news. This is where you come. Serious news. And it's serious. And it's news. In my eyes. I'm telling you. All right, y'all. This is my big story of the day. And honestly, it's a big one. And the reason why it's a big story is because, well, I'm a huge proponent of marijuana. So when I see that people are doing felonious bullshit like this and playing with your weed, I'm going to bring it to you. Stories out of Fox News. There's an increase in cases of marijuana laced with fentanyl, according to Washington doctors, with dangerous results. In my clinical practice and among some of my peers, we're seeing more kids reporting that they thought they were smoking just marijuana when screens are showing fentanyl. What the fuck, man? And they thought they would have toxicology or medical side effects consistent with that. You see, here's the catch. How bad is smoking fentanyl? And why are these fucking kids smoking fentanyl? Who's putting fentanyl in the weed? What'd you say? I smoke weed, dog, and drink coffee. Shut up, bitch. I was doing my news intro, dog. careful with your marijuana and fentanyl mixed in it. That is so dangerous. I don't even understand why people would do something like that. Like, find something better to do with your time. Why are you fucking with people? That's not nice. That's very dangerous. Like, I don't know. I don't find that type of shit funny. Don't play with people's weed, bro. That's not nice. Not at all. And that was it. It was a terrible story. That was horrid. Like, you killing kids. The fuck's wrong with you? Just smoking weed? Y'all are crazy. Watching Tron was dope over the weekend. And it kind of opened my eyes to how many things came true. Bro, Wi-Fi. He's like, oh, I thought of that in 85, dude. That whole movie's dope. Just the idea of the grid. It looks like Meta today. The idea that your whole identity's on a disc. I mean, these were all things of the past that were just crazy, kooky ideas that are this much closer to being true. Swear to God, this much closer. I've never mixed anything. I literally smoked the juice of the marijuana. Do you understand that they get my marijuana and they mush it? And I take the juice of that, but that's how healthy I am. I don't even smoke the flower. I smoke marijuana juice. And I'm not talking about no juice. No, I just mush the plant and I put that shit in a little thing and it smokes it up. It turns it into vapor and I go, and then I get high as shit like that. Pero fucking lightning. I love that shit. And that's today's show. I'll be on time Wednesday, probably not. No, I don't like that song. We'll do this song today. I don't know what Loner's deal is, bro, but like, you're totally killing my vibe, dude. I think I'm gonna cut today's show and we'll post it today, and then we'll post a bunch of old clips. All these young boys want a million views. Tron was dope. It was just dope to watch. I work hard for these views. Me. And now I go again. Me and you. Boo doo 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 doo. The life I live, I just write about it. Boo doo doo doo. I be really talking shit. I die about it. You say the same thing.
What?
But I really doubt it. When it come time,
what
shout the Master P.
Thanks to Master P and Bowdy Bowdy. Hey, let me tell you something. Oh shit, my bad. If y'all can find me, them honey cheesy poofs, the Master P rap snacks. Hey, fuck with me and send me them shits. Because they don't sell them at my Walmart no more. Master P, he's dropping the ball. That's today's show. My name is Xabian Lavo. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. I said my name is Xabian. Live in the moment, don't live in the past. Be safe, stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. Dream? Nightmare. Damn, now I gotta be SpongeBob. Nightmare. What more do you want from me? Man. I speak the truth.